Chavis Lavamis discusses the bitachon that a person should have with regard to Avodas Hashem. Up until now, we've been talking about the bitachon a person should have with regard to his interpersonal relationships with his family, with his friends, with his enemies. Now he changes and he discusses the way that a person should have bitachon with regard to his kiyum mitzvos. And he says as follows. ופירוש הביטחון הנכון שישתמש בו בחלק הרביעי הכולל את החובות המוטלות על הלבבות ועל האיברים הנוהגים אליו בלבד. The biton that a person should have with regard to his obligations that are totally dependent on himself. I shouldn't say that. Well, we'll see in a second. It's not totally dependent on himself. It's totally negea only to himself and not negea to anybody else. Lo yetzel mishu acher lo teelas lo nezik mimashu makayim b'samo ever aleim. And no one else is going to suffer or gain from whether or not he's going to be mekayim these mitzvahs. Kegoin, atzayim, fasting on a tainis, atvilom, it's a sukkah, lulav, tzitzish, mir shabbos moyadim, ulimonim yasi saviris, chen kol chivis imutolam ala lavavis, bitochein, yiro, avo, emuno, shekulam eino noigim la'achirim, vatehela shenezik ha'yitzim ima, shumekayim esam oiver leim regei lo bavar lo yishar v'ni adam. This is something which has nothing to do with anybody else. This is between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Where is the proper mokim for bitachin with regard to these mitzvahs? Hatzura nachonish al bitachin alakim b'chomash negei lechivus halalu he zoy shavar melekim evakish lahirisli berachma v'semes. Asking his tefillah from the Ribbono Shel Olam, shtiyata d'shmaya to carry out his mission of being mekayem the mitzvah of teaching us what the right bitachin is. Now we're going to see in a second is a big chelek of kima mitzvahs. Is also to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam that we zeichet to mekayim the mitzvah. It's a part and parcel of the mitzvah is before you have the ability, before you try to be mekayim the mitzvah, is that you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Before you go to buy a lulav and esrog, Ribbono Shel Olam, please tell me that I should be able to find a lulav and esrog, which is kosher, which should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And after I buy it, I should be able to shakal the lulav, and nothing should happen to it. As many people, they buy a lulav, and it comes the first day of Sukkot, and they find that it got dried out. Because they kept it too high, they keep it too high, so no one should be able to touch it, and how it rises, and it gets dried out at the top, and it gets all different types of things that could happen. Or his pitum, he opens up the first day, and he sees that his, my father was here one year, in Eretz Yisrael, I feel bad, it happened here, and he went to go to a minyan, and sure enough, somebody knocked his esrog box, and the whole thing went flying. So halbatzar, what happened to the box? But what happened to the pitum? Pitum fell off, so that was under the esrog. So you can do whatever you want to be mekayem the mitzvah, but you have to also put in the tefillah, and that's the aspect of the bitachon, as we'll see in a second, with regard to the mitzvahs. Zehu abir, pulas ha-mitzvah yavir, yev shalaseisa ele b'tzer v'shalash tevarim. There's three shlavim to being mekayem a mitzvah. The first thing is, shalibu yimitzpoyne yivchar b'yitza ha-pula. First thing is, you should have an interest in doing that thing. In other words, it should interest you. This is something that you want to do, in theory. The second is beis shiachlus v'isboyin and lasses a pula shabachar boy. You decide that you're going to carry out the mitzvah. It's not just something that interests you; it's something that you're actually going to go ahead and do. It's not just that in theory I want to mekayim a lulav, mitzvah lulav. I'm now going to actually make true on my interest and try to buy a lulav and be mekayim the mitzvah. The third thing is shi'shtadal lahitias a pula lapoyel ayde evar vagaluyim lahavi yosei lechol ma'isa. The first thing is you have an interest. The second is you're boicher to do it. The third thing is that you're actually going to go ahead and be mekayem the mitzvah. Shake the lulav now. And he says, "B'shnei advarim erishenim shleinela miyitano ketz aleinu l'nig b'hem. Daino b'bechir b'mitzvah yibaveru b'achlato b'kenu nislas toyes oiso. B'dvarim eila b'tochna lakim hutoyes v'tipshus. Shrei aboy yizbarach masas b'chir alavar yisrael alam yisrael v'shus seinu. K'ma shikasu b'chayat v'chayim." He says, there's three aspects. There's one, Libay umatzpunay, bechir belibay umatzpunay. It's the type of thing. This is something be'etzem you want to do. You want to be mekayim the Torah. The second thing is hakavan vaskavan lasis mashabachar boy. I want to actually go ahead and now do the mitzvah. And then the third thing is actually doing the mitzvah. So the first two things, which is basically two aspects of deciding to do the mitzvah, is that's a tipshus. He says to have be talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to wait for the Ribbono Shel Olam to tell me whether or not he wants me to carry the mitzvah. That's a silliness. Obviously he wants me to carry the mitzvah. How do I know? He's ready mitzvah, you're in the third, you're carrying the mitzvah, he says. he read it. He left it up to us. It says, and he told us. So where is the makom for bitachon? The makom for bitachon is not choosing to do the mitzvah. That you have to choose, and don't be boiteach in a kodesh baruch hu. That's up to you, totally. Kol b'dei shamayim, chutz mi'ir shamayim. That's where there's no makom for bitachon bechlal. It's tipshus to be boiteach in a kodesh baruch hu, he says. That you have to decide for yourself. Where is the makom for bitachon? Hadavar shekein yesh liftoach b'al Hashem, hadavar shlishi. Then Rashlamas pulas hamitzvah yavir, pnei sheaburi le'masas dever mazel rishisenu, alu toli v'gorim sheinu b'yadenu, shlefam mitzirim l'adam v'meinim mitzirloi. Not always does the person have the ability to actually carry the mitzvah. He very much wants to shuckle a lulav and esrog, but there's plenty of times that they didn't have. They probably didn't have a lulav and esrog. There's stories of not too long ago, we can't imagine it, with the hundreds of thousands. The Eilam went to a paradis before, during Vinat Manim. They said in the paradis that they cut just from one paradis, 200,000 lulavim. 200,000 lulavim just from one paradis. It's insane the amount of bliyana, the amount of heftei mitzvah we have. Not many years ago, people had trouble getting one Ramesha when he was Rav in Lubin. They would save the lulav from year to year because they didn't have a lulav. They didn't have the, they weren't able to get the alaminim. It wasn't during the war for sure not. It was the stories of people lining up in the Warsaw ghetto to shake the lulav. It's not always the person doesn't always have, even if he wants his kavana is retsuya, but his ma'isim are not. He doesn't have the yichilas to be mekayim the ma'isim the ma'isa. That you have to have bitachon on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he continues, and he says that if a person is going to be b'teach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bechira, and he's going to say, I'm not going to do it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me some sort of sign, he says, that's a mistake. Because Shrei Kvar Tziva Alonu HaBar Yisbaruch Shenivchar Ba'atmeinu B'kima Mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told us, there's no question b'chlal what we're supposed to do. And if he has the ability, he's able to buy a lulav and esrog. Then he's going to get total schar. What does it mean? Reishis hamash shebacharnu b'mitzvah sheinas hanachunus shelonu la'aseh seisoh shlishis al shlomas asiyasa idei evar megluim. Because if a person actually decides to do the mitzvah and he has the yicholus to carry it out, then he gets schar for everything, for the interest in doing it and actually carrying it out. If a person doesn't have the achilas to buy the luv and the esrog, so the chol pachas he gets schar for the rotzen hatoiv, which is kinira. That's how he's learning. It sounds like you only get schar from the first chelik of the bechira, not schar for the actual ma'isa. Even though we know Chazal say choshev lasis mitzvah. L'choshevei shemoi. What's l'choshevei shemoi? Choshev lasis mitzvah v'nenas le'aso ma'alav akosav kilo aso. So it sounds like from the Chorus of Olas that he's learning Malav Kosev that he gets Schar for the first Chelik, the first two Chalakim, which is the deciding, the interest and the decision to actually be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Whether or not he's able to at all, that's going to be at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will either give him the ability or not give him the ability. So now he says, what's the difference between the Mitzvahs and everything else? Everything else I've been telling you, have you talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have you talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do your stylist, have you talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Here, I told you, no, it's ridiculous to be Bartech and Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference between this and everything else? So he basically says that there's two differences between Avodas Hashem and the rest of the things that we're busy with. So the first thing is, Neish Avodas Hashem is Goli v'yadu alonu izi aderech and achinu shalinu lechaz boi v'ilu b'sharin yonai u'ilam hazeh nelem itanu izi medvar milutim v'seinu. He says, first of all, with regard to Avodas Hashem, we know what's right. We know what's right because Kadosh Baruch Hu already told us. So there's no inin of being b'teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide what's the best thing for us. We already know what's the best thing for us. As opposed to other things, we have no idea what the best is. What the best is for us. We have to, he says, we have to be mishtadl and nischanin elakim shi'itim libeinu as takrei chashivat hanochman and daven to Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the knowledge of the proper thing to do and then do it. But we really don't know what's the best thing. The second thing he says, if Nesha Avodas Hashem lo ilum yitzilonu rak toiv me'aderech shlefi meitev v'nesinu yatoiv v'nechoinu b'yeser v'b'sharen yonu ilum azeh asu yaderech shlefi meitev v'nesinu atoiv b'yeser avreinu lehevis et ha'istoros ha'fuchas. The first thing is that we don't know what's always good, what's not good when it comes to things outside of Avodas Hashem. And Avodas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told us. The second thing is, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, if we do what we're supposed to do, then we're for sure going to be mekabel schar. We're going to get the results that we're supposed to get. As opposed to when it comes to inyan erilam azeh, very often a person is going to do one thing and it'll bring the exact opposite territories. Just give an example of maybe two stories that happened recently. Two stories that happened recently. And to clarify the point, when it comes to someone who's telling me, he says that he was flying back to America. Now, if Taylor knows, I think it was Ben Azmanim, Dan's Deals put out for a few hours. They had Dan's Deals, they had flights to America for just over $400. And a lot of people got them, and a lot of people, and terrific. Now, I know one of the people, he told me he got it. He says he never gets this type of thing, but he got it. He got it, flight back to America. It was supposed to be around this time, Shavuos time. Bekitzer, $400, terrific. Round trip, $400, what could be better? Bekitzer comes this week, and all the flights are canceled because of the rockets. Mamela, he's got to go back, and he doesn't have a ticket. Fine, we'll get another ticket. We'll get a ticket from El Al. El Al, all of El Al's flights are twice the price now. Not twice the price, much more expensive than they were a month and a half ago. So had he taken the El Al flight, had he booked it 5 weeks ago, it would come out $200 cheaper, whatever it is, than it is now. So Kumtais, what he thought he's saving himself a few $100, at the end of the day, made it that he's paying a few $100 more. So a person can never know. The mitzvah I'm doing, which clearly looks like I'm saving myself money, at the end of the day, this was the reason why I lost money. It was the very reason why I lost money. A person can never really know. But Mela, with regard to that, a person has to have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen here, I made my birurim, I think this makes most sense. How is anybody supposed to know 5 weeks ago that there's going to be rockets in Hanami? He did the right thing, we're not saying. But it's all down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do your shtalis, but at the end of the day, it could be that it turns out the exact opposite of what you had in mind. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, you know for sure that what you're doing is right, and a person never loses from doing a mitzvah. And even if at the beginning it looks like he's going to lose, but at the end of the day, he never loses from doing a mitzvah. Like they say about Vitor, a person doesn't lose from being Vater. What Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says? He says that some people say that a person that's Mevater is a tzaddik. He says, I say that he's a chacham. He says, there's no one that was ever Mevater that lost out. So, I'll give a story about that, just to give the contrast of the person who's Mevater. It's not a story that happened recently, it was a few years back. But his neighbor wanted to build out on top of him. Now, it gets very touchy when neighbors want to build, and there's all types of things. There's a lot of noise, a lot of building. Very often they'll build out on top of you, and then they block the light. Because they block the light, and then it gets very gloomy in the apartment. So people don't want to do it. So people fight. They're not interested. Yes, no. One guy decided, I'm going to be Mevater. And I'm going to allow he has Baruch Hashem, his family's growing, he wants to give him, let him live, let him enjoy. And he tells me, you know what, Bekef, go ahead and extend. Kitzer, he goes ahead and extends, and sure enough, the apartment gets darker, and the price of his apartment goes down. The worth of his apartment goes down. It's a dark apartment now, it's not as worth as much as Kitzer. He went ahead and he's Mevater, and it caused the price of the apartment to go down. Kitzer, a few years later, he had to sell his apartment, and he didn't know what to do. He said, you know what, let's try, we'll try the regular price and see what everybody else is charging, we'll see what everything. But Kitzer, a lady comes inside, she says, she comes to look at the apartment, she says, oh, I heard it's a little dark apartment. She says, this is what it is on a regular day, is this how dark it is, this is, doesn't get lighter than this, maybe I'll come back when it's the lightest time, and maybe it'll be a little bit lighter. Sure, no problem, come back whenever you want, but this is really the way that it is. Because she comes back, and mom is the heat of the day, exactly when the sun is coming in, nothing doing, dark as anything. She says, give it to me, take it, I'm willing to pay for it. He says, what's the deal? She says, I have this issue that the sunlight is very bright for my eyes can't handle it. I'm looking for a dark apartment, but everybody, they're always advertising a bright apartment, and Kitzer, I'm willing to take it, willing to pay you straight up front. This is exactly the apartment I was looking for. Exactly the apartment, the thing that he thought that his apartment was going to go down. That's it. Because he did Avodas Hashem. He did the Ratzon. You don't lose out. So we always see it. I can't say that we always see it. It's just that's the Nekuda that the Chavis Levav is saying. Maybe we'll leave the next story for next week. The flip event that a person doesn't always know. A person doesn't always know with regard to Avodas Hashem if he's going to be able to carry it out. That's the aspect that he has to have bitachon. And that's the nekuda that he has to dive into Ribbono Shel Olam. Spend next week, we'll talk about it, Bezer Hashem. There's the third aspect of actually being able to carry it out. There, you have to be mishtadel as much as you could, go to try to buy the lulav and esrog, have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. And the third thing is to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, as we're going to see, that he says, to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that I should be able to wake up in the morning today, I should be able to daven shachas, I should be able to be mechavim from the beginning to end, I should be able to learn second Seder, I should be able to be mekayim mitzvahs dalam minim. That's the mokim of the tefillah, the ashtalos, and the bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah.